الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, as you may be aware, February is the Black History Month in the American calendar, in which the efforts and the achievements and the struggles of the African Americans are highlighted and focused upon and commemorated. As Muslims, we believe that really there is no difference in color between one and the other. As the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in his last sermon that لا فضل لعربين فوق أعجمين ولا لأعجمين فوق عربين إلا بالتقوى. There is no priority and status for an Arab over a non-Arab or vice versa except through the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the features that a person has, the skin color that he has, it is irrelevant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a hadith, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not look at your features and your wealth, but he looks at your hearts and your deeds. So in addition to that, we have the verse in the Quran which talks about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us into tribes and nations so that we could get to know each other. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'il lita'arafu. O people, we created you from one male and one female. And we created you into tribes and nations so that you could get to know each other. Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum. The most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the most taqwa. So taqwa is the focus and not the skin color, not the financial status, not the language that we speak. In the days of old, in the days of even the Sahaba, there was also this concept of racism that used to take place. And the Arabs used to think of themselves as more noble and more better than others. And the skin color did used to come into play. The issue of where a person was from, it was relevant in the eyes of the non-believers and the disbelievers at that time. Islam came and got rid of those things. And the prime example of that is the treatment of one of the most prominent and most respected Sahaba in the history of Islam. And that was, as we all know, we probably learnt about him since childhood, the very wonderful Sahabi whose name was Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, being Black History Month, I thought it would be relevant to talk about him and the treatment of him by Islam and the Muslims and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and what lessons we can learn as Muslims in the treatment of people who are different than us. Whether they are different color, different language, different status, it should be nothing. It should not be the thing through which we judge each other. Rather, the taqwa is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges us by, and we have no clue as to the level of taqwa of each other. So basically, we should not be judgmental. This is the lesson, inshallah, that we should be learning from this very important principle. And unfortunately, we have this attitude, even amongst today's Arabs, that if a person, he is dark-skinned, the people refer to him as abd or abid, meaning a person who is, na'udhu billah, a slave. This is what abd or abid stands for. But this is, again, contrary to the teachings of Islam and what Islam teaches us. So inshallah, we're going to listen to the story of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he became a Muslim. Many people are not aware of the actual events that led to him becoming a Muslim. So it's mentioned that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was at the time the slave of a person called Abdullah ibn Jud'an. And he used to tend his sheep. He used to look after his sheep and he used to take them into the mountains. And it so happened that one day when Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu took his sheep into the mountains, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was hiding there and he was basically taking refuge from the Quraysh in those days. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he brought the sheep and he passed by there, and on one occasion the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stuck his head out from the cave and he said, Ya Ra'i, hal min laban? O shepherd, do you have any milk? So he responded by saying, Mali illa shat minha quti. I have one sheep and from that I take my sustenance. Meaning I'm authorized by my owner to take the milk of one sheep. Other than that, I have no authorization to take the sheep of any the milk of any of them. فَإِنْ شِئْتُمَا أَثَّرْتُكُمَا بِلَبَنِهَا الْيَوْمِ. If you want, I'll sacrifice the milk that I could have been drinking and you can take it instead of me. So I'm willing to make that sacrifice. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِتِ بِهَا, bring that sheep to me. So the Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who brought the sheep, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he had him bring also a bowl in which he could milk the sheep. فَعَتَقَلَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. He tied up the sheep. فَحَلَبَ فِي الْقَعْبِ حَتَّى مَلَأَهُ. And he milked the sheep until this bowl that was there, it became full. فَشَرِبَ حَتَّى رَوَى. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he drank from it until he became full. فَسَقَى أَبَا بَكْرٍ. And he also gave the milk to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he also drank from it until he was full. ثُمَّ احْتَلَبَ حَتَّى مَلَأَ. And then he milked the sheep again. فَسَقَى بِلَالًا حَتَّى رَوَى. And then Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who drank from it, he gave it to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who to drink until he also became full. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَهَا وَهِيَ أَحْفَلُ مَا كَانَتْ. And then he let go of the sheep, and the sheep had as much milk as it had, or even more than before, in its udders. So this is an amazing miracle that took place right in front of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya ghulam, hal laka fil Islam? O ghulam, O servant, or ghulam can also mean boy, young boy, do you have any interest in Islam? Fa inni Rasulullah, because I am the Prophet of Allah. Wa qal uktum Islamak. He became a Muslim and he told him that you should hide your Islam. Do not expose it to anybody. So that's what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. And he left with his sheep and he went back, and the milk of all of the sheep had actually doubled than usual. More milk were in the sheep than ever before. And the family that he was living with, or his masters, they said that we've never seen the sheep so full of milk. Make sure that you take the sheep back to the same place that you took it for grazing yesterday or today. And because we're seeing that the milk has become more because of the place that you've taken it from. لَقَدْ رَعَيْتَ مَرَعًا طَيِّبًا فَعَلَيْكَ بِهِ. Hold fast to that mar'a, that pasture that you are taking the sheep to. So he went back for 3 continuous days and he tended to the sheep in that location, and at the same time he used to meet the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he used to learn Islam from him for 3 continuous days. Now, during the course of that, Abu Jahl passed by and he looked at the sheep that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had been taking care of. And he noticed that the milk had increased and he'd never seen anything like that before. And he asked, he said, إِنِّي أَرَى غَنَمَكْ قَدْ نَمَتْ وَكَثُرَ لَبَنُهَا. I see that your sheep are increasing and the milk has also increased in these sheep. So they said, قَدْ كَثُرَ لَبَنُهَا مُنْذُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. This has been happening for 3 days continuously. وَمَا نَعْرِفُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهَا. And we have no clue what is going on, why the milk has increased. And look at what Abu Jahl said. And this is the most amazing thing, that he knew immediately that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who was taking the sheep in the vicinity of where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was. Knowing full well that the barakah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is doing this, but still he rejected the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Abdukum wa rabbi al-Ka'bah ya'rifu makana ibn Abi Kabsha." Your slave, I swear by the Lord of Kaaba, he knows the place of Ibn Abi Kabsha. Ibn Abi Kabsha was a nickname that they had given, the kuffar of the Quraysh had given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was a reason behind it. And the reason, the history behind it was, there was a person called Abu Kabsha who started worshipping a particular type of star which was contrary to the worship of the Quraysh at that time. And because the Prophet ﷺ was also telling the Quraysh to worship something else than what they were worshipping, they basically compared the Prophet ﷺ to Abu Kabsha, and used to refer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Ibn Abi Kabsha. فَمْنَعُوهُ أَنْ يَرَعَ الْمَرَعَ. So Abu Jahl said that you need to prevent him from going back to where he's grazing. So in any case, that's what happened. And finally, the word got around that he had been seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people came and inquired from Abdullah ibn Jada'an, who was the master of Bilal, and asked him, "Asabawt, have you become a Sabi?" Meaning, have you left your deen, i.e., have you become a Muslim? Have you accepted the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? So he said, "Wa mithli yuqalu lahu hadha," these kinds of words are being said to somebody like me, meaning he was very, very adamant that I am strong in my faith, I am strong in my shirk, I am strong in my conviction and belief that I am worshipping the idols that you worship. And to prove this point, he said, فَعَلَيَّ نَحْرُ مِئَةِ نَاقَةٍ لِلْآتِ وَالْعُزَّةِ I have actually committed to sacrifice 100 camels for Lat and Uzza. These were the two famous statues that the people used to worship. So he says that I've committed to 100 camels to be sacrificed for these statues, and you're questioning me that I have become a Muslim and followed Muhammad. It's not possible. So then they said to him, فَإِنَّ أَسْوَدَكَ صَنَعَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. They said that your black man, see how they talked in derogatory terms? They said, your black man, your slave, he has been doing such and such things. So at that point, the punishment of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who started, and we all know how he was punished. People like Umay ibn Khalaf used to take turns, and his own master, Abdullah ibn Jud'an, used to take turns in whipping him and punishing him and putting him in the desert sun, naked, without anything. They used to put him down in the desert, in the heat, and put a slab on top of his chest so he couldn't move. And all this time, he used to continue saying the words, Ahad, Ahad. Allah is one, Allah is one. I will never commit shirk with him again. And there are so many incidents and so many stories related to him. It said that one day, Waraqa ibn Nawfal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by while he was in this punishment. And he said to him that, Ya Bilal, Ahad, Ahad. O Bilal, you keep saying Ahad, Ahad. Wallahi la'in mitta ala hadha la'attakhidhanna qabraka hanana. If you die in this situation, I will take your grave as a source of barakah. Meaning that I will visit your grave and get barakah from the fact that this is the grave of a pious person who died proclaiming Tawheed. Moving on, the freedom of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and how it took place. Once Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by while he was being tortured, and he said to them, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Are you killing a person who simply says, my Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the only reason that you are torturing him and punishing him and putting him on the verge of death. And then he said, خُذْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ثَمَنِهِ وَتْرُكُهُ حُرًّا. That take more than his price. I will give you more than his value. Just leave him and let him be free. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought him and set him free. And from that point on, he was a free man. And then he did hijrah. And at the time of Ghazwat Badr, he played an active part. I'm going to skip all of these things because we don't have time. We are running out of time. But one of the prominent things that happened was at the time of Fath, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make adhan at the Kaaba. He was the first person after the conquest of Mecca to come back and make adhan at the Kaaba. He was given this honor. There are some hadith that I'd like to mention, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what he used to say about him. It is mentioned that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Inni dakhaltu al-jannah fasami'tu khashfatan bayna yaday. فَقُلْتُ يَا جِبْرِيلِ مَا هَذَا. The Prophet ﷺ said that I entered paradise and I heard some shuffling behind me. And I said, O Jibreel, what is this sound? So Jibreel ﷺ responded saying, Bilal يَمْشِي أَمَامَكَ. Bilal is walking in front of you. وَقَدْ سَأَلَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِلَالِ بِأَرْجَى عَمَلِي عَمَلِهِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. He said that he came back and asked Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that what is the deed that you do that is most hopeful for you in Islam? He said, لا أتطهر إلا صليت بذلك الطهور ما كتب لي أن أصلي. That whenever I make wudu, I pray with that purification that I've just done as much as I can, what we call tahiyyatul wudu. And because of that, he was mentioned that he was entered into paradise. According to another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌّ قَبْلِي إِلَّا قَدْ أُعْطِيَ سَبْعَةَ رُفَقَاءَ نُجَبَاءَ وَزَرَاءَ. All the prophets that came before me, they were given 7 companions that were loyal, and they were good companions, and they were competent, and they had a status. And I have been given the following. I have been given 14. He said, I have been given 14. Hamza, Ja'far, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, Abu Bakr, Umar, Miqdad, Hudhaifa, Salman, Ammar, Bilal ibn Mas'ud, and Abu Dharr. And amongst them, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who is mentioned. And there are so many more hadith is mentioned. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who was once compared to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and this reached him, this rumor reached him that people are comparing him to Abu Bakr. He said, كَيْفَ تُفَضِّلُونِي عَلَيْهِ. How are you comparing me or giving me priority over Abu Bakr? وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا حَسَنَةٌ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِ. I am one of his good deeds. I am one of his good deeds, meaning he set me free. And because of his setting me free, I'm doing all that you can see. Otherwise, I would have been a dead man by now. So in any case, the purpose of the khutbah was to understand the status that Islam gave to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who at one time had been a slave and ultimately became known by this name Sayyiduna. Sayyiduna refers to the meaning, it means our master. Our master Bilal, he went from a slave Bilal to Sayyiduna Bilal, so much so that he is still respected to this day with that name. So this is the status that Islam gives. The status is not based upon the skin color. It is not based upon the language that one speaks. Rather, it is through the taqwa that one attains and the deeds that one does. So we need to, inshallah, focus on ourselves and to make sure that we do not differentiate between people because of their skin color. We respect them. We respect them despite whatever language they speak and whatever skin color there is. We need to have that respect. And this is what makes a wonderful and a united community. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard, and gives us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of such illustrious sahaba as Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al muslimin fastaghfiruhu innahu wal ghafur rahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Shahada Rasulullah, Hayya ala salati, Hayya ala al-falah, Qad iqamat al-salah, Qad iqamat al-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha.